لا إله إلا الله، لا إله إلا الله، محمد رسول الله، علي ولي الله.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله الأول قبل الإنشاء والإحياء والآخر بعد فناء الأشياء، تفرد بالأولية والقدم ووسم كل شيء ما عداه بالفناء والعدم، كما قال عز شأنه: كل شيء هالك إلا وجهه، وكل نفس ذائقة الموت، وقال: كل من عليها فان، ويبقى وجه ربك ذو الجلال والإكرام. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. أرسله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله ولو كره المشركون. ونشهد أن الأئمة من ولده أئمة الهدى وكلمة التقوى وأعلام الورى. وصلى الله على بقية الله الأعوام حجة ابن الحسن، أرواحنا وأرواح العالمين لتراب مقدمه الفدا، الذي بيمنه رزق الورى وبوجوده ثبتت الأرض والسماء. واللعنة على أعدائهم أعداء الله من يومنا هذا إلى يوم لقاء الله. قال الله الحكيم في كتابه المبين، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: إنا أنزلناه في ليلة القدر وما أدراك ما ليلة القدر، صدق الله العلي العظيم. أما بعد، أيها المؤمنون المؤمنات والإخوة والأخوات، أوصيكم ونفسي بتقوى الله. My dear brothers and sisters, in the final week of holy month of Ramadan, final 10 days are remaining, and month of Ramadan is already passed. The times that are a time of blessing pass very quickly, and holy month of Ramadan is full of the blessing. It's month of the piety. This is month of rahmat, a month of forgiveness. And we witness that every single day. If somebody could not witness forgiveness and maghfirah during this month, that means the person will not be able to seek forgiveness in anywhere else. One needs to feel that we are forgiven, our sins are being shortened. And when sins become shortened, we become closer to the obedience, we can become closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There's no way that somebody, his disobedience and mistakes and shortcomings are being removed and still stays further from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One of these signs that if somebody likes to judge himself or herself, that are we closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that our sins are being forgiven, then we need to see that if we really taste munajat, we really have taste of prayers, do we really love to do tasbih now? Do we really like to listen the recitation of Quran? Are we closer to the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala during this month? If that is the case, believe me that we have gained something. We forwarded in our life. But if it's not, then this is the time, brothers and sisters. Still we have time. The hours that are best of the hours that are passing through, and we are losing minutes. Even we need to take care of minutes of holy month Ramadan. Because every minute we are going to be answerable. وَالْعَصْرِ إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَفِي خُسْرِ. Allah has sworn by the time. This time is a blessing. And especially the time that is أَفْضَلُ الْأَيَّامِ أَفْضَلُ السَّاعَاتِ أَفْضَلُ الْلَيَالِي. When that kind of the environment is provided, you know, the nights that we, one of that we have passed, and two of them are remaining. There are nights when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent down His final message to the human being. And I know that Maulana has discussed some of the parts of Inzal and Tanzil, so I would not spend time on that. Rather going to the third verse that it says, Laylatul Qadri khayrun min alf shahr. A month that was provided, it's been said that is afdalul ayyam, afdalul layali, afdalul sa'ad. But within that month, then Allah opened the door to a night. A night that has been said, Laylatul Qadri khayrun min alf shahr. Just one night, it's important than 1,000 months. When it's been said that the destiny of whole year is going to be written down, brothers and sisters, at the same time, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala provided environment that we can be ready to be written our destiny, however we like. It's not been enforced. There is no compulsion in the system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah wants to give freedom to the human being, that they can choose whatever they choose. It's our choice how we would like to have whole year. Laylatul Qadr is not only a night when we think about our past. It's not only a night for forgiveness. There is night of planning. There is night to vision a year. It's a night to see through the window of Laylatul Qadr that how I would like to have this year. Making some resolution during this night. When Allah said, Laylatul Qadr khayrun min alf shahr. All the doors of a year are going to open during this night. Allah provided an environment. It's been said angels are going to be sent down on the earth like there will be no place left in this earth. That everywhere there are angels. Why they are being sent down? تَنَزَّلُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ وَالْرُوحُ. Allah reveals angels. Allah reveals angels to help mu'mineen. As we have seen in the past, in Badr, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala helped. Holy Prophet was receiving support by the angels. It's been said he was surrounded by major angels, those who were being around Prophet, peace be upon him, when he used to walk. Similarly, mu'mineen are being provided a night. During this night, this earth will be filled with the angels. And people will receive a special support. A special support is going to be sent down. It is narrated from Hazrat Musa, that hadith comes from Aimma alayhi salam, as one of the hadith, that is Hadith Qudsi, that Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam had asked from Allah a few questions. One of the questions that Hazrat Musa had asked, that is about closeness to Allah. What is the best way to be closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And the response that has been said, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed to Hazrat Musa, قُرْبِي لِمَنْ اسْتَيْقَضَ لَيْلَةَ الْقَادْرِ. My closeness, my nearness is for the one who stays awake during the night of Qadr. this ihya, it has a benefit. And benefit of ihya is qurb of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Being closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. La sinatu wa la naum. The one who never sleeps. At least don't sleep one night. And it's going to make you closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Second, Hazrat Musa asked about the rahmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, about his mercy. How mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can be achieved? And Allah revealed to him, Rahmati liman rahim al-masakeen laylat al-qadr. My rahmat is for the people, those who are going to be compassionate for the needy people. Masakeen, take care of masakeen during this night. It's not only the night that you worship and recite some tasbihat and Quran. This is also the night that you need to think about the needy people of the world, about the orphans, about the widows. Think about those in Palestine. Think about the people in Iraq, in rest of places where there are needy people. If you become compassionate on masakeen and needy people, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to bless upon you. He will cover you with His rahmat. Rahmati liman rahim al-masakeen laylat al-qadr. Laylat al-qadr is very important. Then he asked how that would be possible to pass through the Sirat, a difficult place where many people wouldn't be able. They will be slipping into the fire of hell. And he asked, oh Allah, how that is possible somebody can have that pass? A passport is required to enter a place that is holiest place in this world. And he said that ذَلِكَ لِمَنْ تَصَدَّقَ بِصَدَقَةٍ فِي لَيْلَةِ الْقَدْرِ. In order to achieve that pass, one needs to give sadaqah during the night of Qadr. Night of Qadr, giving sadaqah. Sadaqah we don't give to the people. We don't give to the poor people. But according to the hadith of Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salatu wasalam, when you give sadaqah, first it goes in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Don't give sadaqah to the people. Give it to Allah. Because sadaqah is for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To be closer to Him. لِمَن تَصَدَّقَ فِي لَيْلَةِ الْقَدْرِ. This night, giving charity is highly recommended. It's going to give you pass. Be ready to take pass for Sirat. Asked Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, how one will be able to achieve paradise and blessings of the paradise. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, ذَلِكَ لِمَنْ سَبَّحَ تَسْبِيحَهُ لَيْلَةَ الْقَدْرِ. You know, sometimes we have been said 70 times tasbihat, dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, istighfar, calling the name of Allah, bika ya Allah, bi Muhammadin. All these adhkar, all these tasbihat during the night of Qadr, it's been said it's for the achievement of the paradise. One can achieve paradise during this night and write down paradise on his name. Then it's been said if somebody likes to be saved from the fire of hell, it's been asked from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Hazrat Musa questioned, how is possible salvation from the fire of hell? He said, ذَلِكَ لِمَنِ اسْتَغْفَرَ لَيْلَةَ الْقَدْرِ. If somebody makes istighfar, seeks forgiveness during the night of Qadr, he is going to be saved from the fire of hell. And finally, Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam asked another question that was about his pleasure. How that is possible one can seek rida of Allah, pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And he was answered, رِضَايَا لِمَنْ صَلَّى رَكْعَتَيْنِ فِي لَيْلَةِ الْقَدْرِ. We have not been asked that somebody is supposed to recite hundreds and thousands of rak'at, even two rak'at, but for the sake of Allah. That is better than thousands of rak'at. If one needs to really seek pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is one of the highest level in the life of human being, rida of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, his pleasure. It's been said his pleasure is going to be for the one who recites two rak'at during the night of Qadr. Recite only two, but recite two sincerely, with pure hearts and minds. Be prepared for that. Allah does not want many. Allah wants quality of a'mal. If two rak'at are being completed with quality, that is better than reciting many, but with no quality.
Takbir.
Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Amin. Ayy rahba. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, may Allah provide us His nearness during this night. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, may Allah bless us His rahmat during this night. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, may Allah give us that pass from Sirat during this night. May Allah provide paradise and right paradise for mu'mineen during this night. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, may Allah save us from the fire of hell during this night. And may Allah provide us opportunity for istighfar during this night. And may Allah provide us His pleasure during this night. Allahumma ghafir lil mu'mineen wal mu'minat. والمسلمين والمسلمات اللهم عجل لوليك الفرج واجعلنا من أعوانه وأنصاره بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله الواحد الأحد الصمد الذي لم يتخذ صاحبة ولا ولدا ولم يكن له شريك في الملك ولم يكن له ولي من الذل وكبره تكبيرا الله أكبر اللهم صل وسلم وزد وبارك على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وحبيب إله العالمين أبي القاسم محمد وعلى وصي رسول رب العالمين أمير المؤمنين علي بن أبي طالب وعلى سيدتنا فاطمة الزهراء سيدة نساء العالمين وعلى السيدين الشبابين الإمامين الحسن والحسين سيدي شباب أهل الجنة اللهم صل وسلم وزد وبارك على أئمة المسلمين علي بن الحسين ومحمد بن علي وجعفر بن محمد وموسى بن جعفر وعلي بن موسى ومحمد بن علي وعلي بن محمد والحسن بن علي عليهم الصلاة والسلام اللهم صل وسلم وزد وبارك على مولانا صاحب الزمان ما هي أعطال البدع والطغيان اللهم عجل فرجه وسهل مخرجه واجعلنا من أعوانه وأنصاره أما بعد أيها المؤمنون والمؤمنات والإخوة والأخوات أوصيكم ونفسي بتقوى الله My dear brothers and sisters, once again, as we are reaching to the night, that is night of Qadr, and also a night to commemorate the martyrdom of the one who is Imam al-Muttaqeen, Amir al-Mu'mineen, Ali ibn Abi Talib, alayhi salatu wassalam. I would like to say condolences to all Mu'mineen Mu'minat for this night that is equal to the night of Ashura, 10th of Muharram. It is night which is going to fresh the memories for Mu'mineen, for the personality who was one of the memory of Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, who was the memory of revelation of Quran. Yes, we all believe in Quran that was revealed in the night of Qadr, but the one who was a witness of the revelation, the one who stationed with the Prophet, peace be upon him, on every single station, who went through with the Prophet, peace be upon him, in all his life. His life was full of the memories. He was memory of all the wars, and he was memory of all the victories of Islam. Amirul Mu'mineen was the victory of Islam on every single step, every step that Islam has gone through, from the beginning up till the end and the final day of the life of Prophet, peace be upon him. He was the one who was with the Prophet, peace be upon him, on each and every step. That is how Ali becomes memory of Islam. He was equal to Islam. Those who claim to be followers of Amirul Mu'mineen, tonight is the night to compare ourselves, to see ourselves where we stand in regards to Amirul Mu'mineen. Are we the Mu'mineen that our Amir wants? Amirul Mu'mineen, that means master of Mu'mineen. Are we the one that our Imam is expecting? Are we the one that our Imam is expecting us to be pious people? He is Imamul Muttaqeen. He is Imam of the pious people. Night is not only to just go through rituals, unfortunately, what it's happening most of the time, that we keep making ourselves busy. In whole our life we are busy, and in night of Qadr again we are busy. We don't spend time to reflect on ourselves. A night has been provided, Laylatul Qadr khayrun min alf shahr, tanazzalul malaikatu warruh, salamun hiya hatta matla' al-fajr. This is also a night of reflection. Spend some time. That what is my relation with Imam of the age? How much I am closer? How my life goes on? Can I make a change in my life? What are the things that I need to change myself? Make some resolutions. Prepare for next year. This is night to take provision for the next year. This is night you need to prepare for the next year. It's night of preparation. Brothers and sisters, seek help from Amirul Mu'mineen as Allah combined the night of Qadr with the martyrdom of Amirul Mu'mineen. It's significant that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted to have that destiny of Amirul Mu'mineen was combined with the Laylatul Qadr, that Mu'mineen can have easy access towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When you remember Amirul Mu'mineen, it's going to make you easy that you can be closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When you shed tears for Amirul Mu'mineen, that is going to make your destiny easier, that you can be achieving the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's helpful. This is night of mourning. It's night of mourning for Amirul Mu'mineen. Tonight was the night that Zainab and Umm Kulthum mourned. It is night when Imam Hassan and Imam Hussein mourned. Today, our Imam of the age would be expecting you. Tomorrow he will expect my followers will commemorate the martyrdom of my grandfather Amirul Mu'mineen. Oh, brothers and sisters, today we are all mourners as the world has been filled with injustice. As we are witness of killing of thousands of followers of Islam, as we can see there is a massacre for the children of Islam, as we can see there is a complete genocide, ongoing genocide of a whole nation. Those who are claiming for the Holocaust, they are causing another Holocaust. Those who think that they are against Hitler, they have become Hitler today. Today, one of the worst Hitler in this world is Netanyahu. Today, the one who stays and claims that Israel is being made because to stand against Holocaust. But ask them entering into the Gaza Strip and having this country in besiege and last many, many years, isn't that Holocaust? How many children are being displaced? How many widows today they are calling upon? How many people are being killed? There is no number. There is no count for that, because they are not considered even human being. A nation that is not considered even human being. Oh, Muslim brothers and sisters, it's time to wake up. Do not let be sleep, but it's time to wake up. It's a wake-up call for all of us that Israel is causing Holocaust. It began from Iraq, that we have seen that according to the recent report of UNO, in Iraq more than 5,000 people are being killed. And that is just a number. I don't believe that it's right number, because of a whole province that was attacked. But this is the figure that has been given by the UNO. In the past just 2 months, that we have seen in 2 months, 5,000 people are being killed. How many people are being displaced? 1.2 million people, according to their report. Again, I'm saying according to their report, which may not be right. 1.2 million people are being displaced from their houses. They lost their houses. They are living as refugees. And they have created ISIS, in order to massacre in the Islamic world. It was prepared to make a ground for Israeli forces that they can enter to Gaza. Iraq was beginning, and result is the attack on Gaza. Attack on Gaza, it gives us clear indication that preparation was made somewhere else. And brothers and sisters, what is happening today in Gaza? Since yesterday, as you have seen in the news, that Israel has started attack on Gaza. But let us look at the news agencies, how they describe that. Sometimes they call that conflict between Palestine and Israel. Sometimes they call offensive attack. They do not like to be honest. There is a complete dishonesty in this world today, and especially when you read BBC, CNN, and Fox News, that they are describing an offensive. Offensive against who? Offensive against civilians. That according to their news, since last few days, around hundreds of people, they are being killed. Continuous attack on a nation. Continuous killing of civilians. But there is nobody in this world that speaks about that. But there is a nation that is still standing. It's resisting. And it's significant to say, brothers and sisters, that today the victory is belong to the people in Palestine. Because if somebody can resist with the stones, with the little missiles, that means this nation is victorious. Even all the people in Palestine, they be killed, they are victorious. Because we have Karbala. We have wars in Islam in the past. Killing does not mean that we will be defeated. But sacrificing is our honor. And we will sacrifice for our principles. And that is what Hamas is standing today. This resistance movement, it has caused Israel that it has to live in the anger. Don't look at this one side, brothers and sisters. But the other side, that Israel and the whole nation is Israel, this Zionist regime, it was living in the unrest every single day. The people, they were running around from one place to other place. Although there are little missile, they don't bother about that. But at the same time, they will not be living in the peace if they will not provide the peace to the people in Palestine. Zionist regime will never live in the peace in the world. Brothers and sisters, we as the Muslims live in North America. We have responsibilities regarding that. When we see that Al-Aqsa Mosque is being attacked, people in Al-Aqsa Mosque are being attacked. According to the news, one of the tasks that the Israeli regime has, that is storming this masjid, which is one of the historical masjid that was being attacked many times. Today on the worshipper in this mosque, they have attacked on that. And many people, those who are being killed and injured in that mosque. We have responsibilities. And during this time, which is difficult time, it's important that we need to follow the path of leadership. Our responsibility that we keep looking at our imam and the leader. We will not step forward, but at the same time, stand with the people, those who are standing against this oppressive regime. It's important that we need to stand with the ordinary people, those who are standing outside. Let us give hand in hand with them, because it's going to provide a complete awakening. Let the people be awakened. Let the people, they take everything in their own hands. Not necessary that it has to be from one-sided. We have to provide an opportunity that people of the world, they have to feel that the issue in Palestine is not only an Islamic issue, but it's an issue of human being. It's an issue of humanity. And it has to be considered as the issue of humanity. We have complete hope. As leader has said in the past, that this century, it's going to be century of Islam. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Khamin ay rahman. And he also said that there will be many victories for the Islamic world. We have seen in the past many victories. And inshallah, we'll see soon that this Zionist regime is going to be defeated, although it has defeated today. Showing the power is not a victory. Attacking on the innocent people is not a victory. The victory is resistance. Victory is stand. And if a youth is standing with the stones against this Zionist regime, that is victorious youth today. And we say today all together, in this Juma prayer, let us raise our voices against this Zionist regime. Down with Israel.
Down with Israel.
Down with Israel.
Down with Israel.
And we believe in that. Believe me, this is not a slogan. We believe that this regime is going to be washed from the map. A time is going to come that Zionist regime will not be existing in this world. We will see the time that flag of Islam is going to be flag of the victory. We will see the time which is going to be time of the peace in this world. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, may Allah prepare us that we can complete our responsibility, that we can be followers of the Imam, that is Imam of the victory, that is Imam follower of Amirul Mu'mineen, the one who was victorious of the Khaybar, the one who was victorious of all the Islamic wars. We will see his time again, but it depends that if we complete our responsibilities. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, may Allah hasten the reappearance of Imam Zaman. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us from the followers and supporters of Imam Zaman. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give a complete defeat to the enemies of Islam. All those who are supporting Israel and Zionist regime, may Allah give them defeat. May Allah crush all the powers of enemies of Islam. Those who are planning against Islam. Those who are sitting in the meeting and making agenda to kill the Muslims in the world, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala kill them. May Allah break their resources in this world. اللهم اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات اللهم عجل لوليك الفرج واجعلنا من أعوانه وأنصاره والمستشهدين بين يديه بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والعصر إن الإنسان لفي خسر إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر. Can I request Maulana to please come forward? Please say salawat.